Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Loud thunder, heavy rain, thin line between joy and pain. It's a long, strange trip. It's all insane. You ain't never gonna be the same. Living life through the night, thin line of a lightning strike. Sometimes the only light, when the moon is tucked away, pistons pumping. Minds are racing. It's hard to sleep, man.
Cody Jinks is not your artist of the day, but Outlaw Country is. We had to include the new guys. It's always found me.
I didn't tell you. When I was in Scottsdale, we just met the loveliest couple that we spent some time with. They're from Kansas City and they live there now. And you just
happened to
neighbor.
Did you just happen to bump into them, or
no? We had planned to see them,
okay.
And
right.
He's a physician, she's a nurse, and their neighbor. I shouldn't even tell you this. Happens to be Waylon Jennings' wife,
widow,
and I think Shooter Jennings is their son.
Yeah, Shooter Jennings. Yeah,
yeah, they were right there.
Shut up! You're lying.
Yeah, no, I'm not. And I almost didn't tell you because I thought you would be mad. But what am I going to do? Go knock on the door and be like, "What was Waylon like?" You know, I just
no.
You do that.
You put her on the air so I can go, "What was Waylon like?"
No, absolutely not.
You were right next door to Waylon Jennings' widow.
Widow, yes.
And you know how much I love Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, but I just wouldn't go randomly knocking on a stranger's door, Scott.
You don't know me. I'm from Kansas City, and I work with this dum-dum on the radio. Can I get a photo? I mean, come on.
No, I want to talk to her. I want to know all the stories.
Well, and what's interesting is, as his wife, she would probably tell you she was annoyed with him like every wife gets annoyed with her husband. Like, to her, he wasn't Waylon Jennings. She,
that's sacrilege.
He's the man that she married. She's probably like, take the damn trash out, Waylon.
Oh, my God. No woman would ever say that to Waylon Jennings. No way.
I don't know.
I don't even believe the words coming out of your mouth.
I'm sorry.
What, did you see her?
No, huh?
She never came outside?
Mm-mm.
Because when it's Arizona, it's 100 degrees outside. Nobody ever goes outside and just enjoys that.
Right. And what would I say? Hi, Mrs. Jennings.
My co-host is like the biggest fan of your husband. Could I trouble you for a quick phone call with him? And you can just tell him how great Waylon was because he already knows it. Wow. I am just shocked. I am hurt. I am hurt and I am bothered. By the way, Waylon has not made his last appearance on this show today as we do Outlaw
Ooh.
Country.
Mm-hmm. A little twofer?
Well, let's just say he's going to show up with a couple of other friends at 5 o'clock.
Well, that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm. Not going to say it's the Highwayman, but it might be the Highwayman. I don't know. So what are you hearing about some peaceful protest going on in the plaza? What are you
hearing there
about
is this? Just a peaceful protest. I can see Mill Creek Park right there. There's the J.C. Nichols Fountain going on the plaza right now. We're seeing this in cities all over the country today. It looks like an incredibly peaceful protest over what has happened in Minneapolis. And I have every expectation that it will remain a peaceful protest here.
Well, you know, I would hope so. And, it always frustrates me when these things do happen. And I understand people, and not to echo myself from the 2 o'clock hour, but I will. I understand that people are frustrated. And you have a right to be frustrated. By the way, if you're just jumping in the car, just jumping online. And by the way, you can follow us with the radio.com app or podcast every hour of every show at KMZ.com. The police officer who had his knee on the neck of George Floyd has been arrested today. And he has been charged with murder. Now, I don't want to get back into the legalese of the third degree murder charge that he faces. It could be worse down the road. Who knows? We have no idea. But I've never understood, and some of you would argue, Scott, it's because you're not black. Okay, that might be a fair argument for not understanding the level of frustration. Not to say, you know, Scott, well, it's not that we riot because we're black. I'm not saying that at all. I want to be very clear. What I don't understand is when people torch their own, torch any community, but torch their own community.
Yeah.
I mean, you're Scott, literally destroying your own neighborhood.
We didn't see problems just in Minneapolis last night, which were unlike anything I've seen in recent history with the...
It's been a while. Probably Ferguson, and then before that, L.A.
Arson of the police station there.
Yeah,
but
that was remarkable.
They saw problems in Denver.
New York.
Someone, I guess, rammed someone with their car in Denver. Pepper spray was used in Denver. They saw issues in New York. Was it Ohio, did you say?
And then Columbus, Ohio, they stormed the Capitol building. Broke windows and stuff like that, yeah. It's remarkable. And I don't mean remarkable in a good way. I don't understand people who trash their own neighborhoods because they're frustrated with the police or with law enforcement or the prosecutor's office or whatever. I mean, you have a right to protest. You do not have a right to set a police department on fire. And I can't believe the words that are actually coming out of my mouth. This is first grade civics. You're mad. I get it.
But it's so much deeper than that, Scott, and it's so much...
Is it, Dana, though?
It's hundreds of years of anger and rage, and it's verdicts that were acquittals that should not have been acquittals.
I understand that. And I'm not saying that that's okay. But you can't say, all right, we didn't get our way, so we're going to burn down this city. Because all you're doing is literally taking one step forward and two steps back. No one is sympathetic to your cause when you're setting fire to a city. Listen, I understand the death of George Floyd, and I've said this from since Tuesday when this came out, the video. I think that's a murder. And I've said as much since Tuesday. And I understand the people who are saying, you know, we got to get some charges here. Come on, man. Let's go. I get it. But, man, you lose a little bit of my support when you start setting a Domino's pizza place on fire. And the guy who owns that Domino's had nothing to do with anything.
Or an AutoZone or a Target.
He's just trying to make a living. And you're
setting his business on fire. It was Martin Luther King, Scott, who said, a riot is the language of the unheard.
And I would bet if Martin Luther King Jr. was here today, he would be in Minneapolis begging these people, don't do what you're doing. And he would be right. 576-7798, Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news on Dana and Parks. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. This is the night away. This is the night away. 44-41. Slow down, man. One, two. You sent at least 20 texts in a row. I cannot keep up. Concise, clear, short. That's the easiest way to get on the air.
Do your kids ever do that to you? Dad, dad, dad.
Oh, my God.
In multiple, like, one or two word texts versus just one thread.
Yeah. 44-41. I love you, brother, but or sister. I have no idea what gender you are. I'm not going to read your 20 texts that come in just angry piecemeal. Concise. Make your point, and then I'll more likely than not read it on the air. But my Lord. I am not advocating riots, but what do you do, writes 2161. Here's clear and concise, even if I don't agree. Standing up with a sign has not changed anything. People getting killed has not changed anything. And change needs to happen. If loss of property is what makes the people in power listen, like it happens in many other countries, then it's worth it to save a life. This is just like school... I'm gonna end it there.
However, let me say this. However, there was loss of property after Ferguson. And I don't want to relitigate or debate Ferguson, but there was loss of property after Ferguson.
Correct.
And how many of these deaths have we had since Ferguson, with Philando Castile, with Eric Garner, the South Carolina gentleman who was shot in the back as he was running away, Scott?
Mm-hmm. I believe that guy was convicted, by the way, if I'm not mistaken.
The officer who shot him in the back was convicted.
Yes, correct. I believe that's true. I stand to be corrected, but I believe he was convicted of murder. At the very least, manslaughter. Now, I actually would disagree with the argument that carrying signs doesn't change things. Most of the Vietnam protests were nonviolent, minus Kent State. I'm not taking anything away from the six lives lost at Kent State. In the 1920s, I don't believe that women were violent in their demands for suffrage, and yet they got it. You do not have to be violent. Martin Luther King Jr., and somebody says, the irony of Scott quoting Martin Luther King Jr. It's not ironic. I'm quoting Martin Luther King Jr. because he was right. Because I respect him. You don't have to be violent to change the world. And there are times when signs do change. What changed after Eric Garner? Nothing. What changed after the violent protests in Ferguson when they set that entire city on fire? And I'm being a little bit overly dramatic in the entire city. You get my point. Nothing.
But the signs didn't stop this either, Scott.
They haven't given it enough time, Dana.
Well, how much time do you want?
Well, more than two nights. I mean,
it's been years of this that we've seen this happen.
I understand.
I understand the frustration and it's rage. Frustration's not even the word. It's rage.
Okay. And all you do is turn people who would otherwise be sympathetic to your cause against your cause because you act a fool. Violence and property damage is not how you get your point across. And if you need to ask anyone, ask Martin Luther King Jr.
But killing someone over 8 minutes and 46 seconds with your knee on their neck is violence.
It is violence. But do you beget violence with violence? And the answer is no. The biggest changes, some of the biggest changes have come through peace. You lose half the audience that would be sympathetic to you when you engage in this sort of behavior. I understand what they're trying to do. I understand they're frustrated. But when I see them setting Domino's pizza places on fire for somebody who had nothing to do with this, and looting and burning down other buildings of perfectly innocent people, it's hard to be sympathetic to your cause. It just is. Be more Martin Luther King, less Malcolm X. That's what I'm saying. Festivus Friday comes your way right after the 5 o'clock news. We got a full board. Let's get to them before we get to Festivus Friday coming up. Right after the 5 o'clock news, that is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. We'll start at the top with Ed in South Kansas City. Ed, you're on with Dana and Parks. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys. Hey, Scott, you were raising some concerns about you can't understand why people will burn their own community. Well, you know, it shows that many of those protesters who were coming in burning and rotting were not from that, even from the city. So many of, and not just in Minneapolis, but you know, time and time again, when cities have been burned or rioting starts at that level, many times they are from L.A. and New York and places like that. Many of whom may have been even paid to come in there. So we have to be. So we got to be careful, you know, not to label folks from the community burning their Targets and the auto stores, because many of them work there. And so give some thought to that, you know, because, I mean, it, you know.
No, give some thought to that, he said.
I thought there was an S word that slipped in.
No, he said give some thought to that. And I remember that in Ferguson, they looked into that, and there were people who were there from all kinds of different communities. Mm-hmm. And those are bad actors, let's be clear.
But I would make the argument, and to Ed's point, and I've heard the allegations that there are people in Minneapolis who are not from Minneapolis, who are there, you know, paid or unpaid or whatever, but they're there to cause trouble. They're there to take advantage. Anarchists who are paid to take advantage or unpaid to take advantage of a situation like this. At that point, I would only counter, and sometimes you can't stop it, but why wouldn't the people of the city who are there to protest peacefully say, whoa, hey man, you're not burning down the Domino's Pizza where I work. No. I don't know what you have in your hand, but you need to put it down. It's not a free-for-all. And you don't have the right to burn down your own city. You don't have the right to burn down other people's property.
So the curfew now is 8 o'clock tonight, mm-hmm. and then will be lifted each morning at 6 a.m. I believe the National Guard remains on the ground there just to try and keep the peace. And you have to hope, Scott, with the charges coming down today, and I thought the charges should be stiffer than they were, but
agreed.
The main actor in what happened here has been arrested, and you have to hope that that will somehow stem some of the violence and disruption that we saw across multiple cities last night.
Well, let's hope, Dana. Let's hope. Terry and KCK. Hello, Terry.
Let's let the delay build a little more.
Okay.
That's probably a good idea.
Just in case, you know?
You know.
I wasn't sure, but I thought I heard an S-bomb. I'm not accusing Ed dropping an S-bomb.
Well, whenever you say whoa, I hit the dump button more times than I should.
He just said, just give that some thought.
Okay, I thought when he said some, I thought it came out like the S-bomb. So no. Forgive me.
I think everybody's just a little on edge.
Mm-hmm. Sam, how many seconds?
It's been a long week. It's been a four-day week.
I know, but I can't wait for this weekend. And I love you and I love Sam, but I just need 2 days. I just need to go hang with my people.
We're at 5.5. We're almost to a full 8.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we can do 5.5.
Okay.
I'm good. I got cat-like reflexes.
Terry and KCK.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. The people who are using violence are thugs, and they're using incidents like this as an excuse to loot and to riot. And they cast a bad light on people who do want to peacefully protest. And also, even if they live in Minneapolis, they probably are not rioting in their own neighborhood. But that's all I wanted to say.
Terry, do appreciate it. Thank you for not dropping any bad words. Shane in Olathe. Shane, good afternoon. Hello.
Scott, how are you guys doing? Dana, how are you doing? I appreciate the conversation. I've called in a few times. There's a few things I want to, thank you guys because, as a former officer, there are several things that I'm really biting my tongue on here. One of which is, A, yes, the people who are the target, they're opportunistic. Those are the people who are looking for an excuse to go, Mr. Floyd is not being honored because you have stolen a microwave oven. Just like Jesse Smollett set the cause back. Just like the officers here have set that back for all the other officers out there who are 99.9% doing it right. The one thing that I really kind of want to touch base on is, Dana, and please don't take this. This is more of like an education. The other day, somebody and a bunch of callers have called in too. It's not like he was a murderer. It's not like he, and they're saying, well, he was murdered because of a $20 crime or whatever. And that's not the point. That's not. The point is that as an officer, when you go to a call, number one, there is a weapon at every single call you go to. Every single call, because you're armed. As the officer, you have a gun on you. Now, as an American, everybody really says, everybody, especially now with the COVID deal, is really talking about their rights and their freedoms. Well, you have to think of the $20 crime as that's the reason that they're there. And as I was trying to explain to my wife yesterday, one of the things that people don't understand is that when I look at it and say, okay, well, now I have to put this guy in handcuffs, whether it's murder, whether this guy was, driving down the street at 180 miles an hour with bazookas blaring, or he just wrote a bad check. The one X factor in the whole thing is I'm getting ready to take away your freedom, and you don't know how they're going to react. Mm-hmm. So anytime somebody pulls away from you, there's a gentleman on yesterday or the day before who started talking about how there's a pyramid of threat. There's a pyramid of action that you can take. So as they start to pull away, okay, well, wait a minute. now. Where this went too far, and I was always trained, yes, there is a neck procedure, but you should really be on more of the skull versus the neck. And you're not putting your whole weight there. This guy, absolutely. I am not justifying anything. This guy he's going to get charged for murder. He's going to go down for murder. Way too long. And the guy's standing around him. Once this guy's in distress, you are, above all, a first responder. So, yes, this guy, the people around him should have said, wait a minute, this guy's in trouble. There's four of them, one of him, which is cuffed. So the thing I really want to make my point on is we need to stop saying he was killed because of a $20 crime. No, that's just what brought the situation together. And once you go to take somebody's freedom, you don't know how they're going to react. So many officers are killed with a driver's license of somebody that they just gave a ticket to in their hand that, we've seen it time and time again. How many times do they come out blazing because they didn't want to get a ticket? So that's kind of my point I wanted to make sure that we got across. And this is taking us all a step backwards.
I've talked to so many officers in the last couple of days who say they are heartbroken about this because they agree with you that this was avoidable, that this is murder and that it makes their job so much harder. I said to Scott off the air yesterday, I can't imagine having to put that uniform on in Minneapolis right now and go out and do your job in the midst of all of this going on, because I do believe 99.9% of those officers are good.
Well, and I was an officer in Lawrence, and we had a situation 20-some years ago. Same thing, you know? And one of the problems that we have is, for example, and Scott, I am so thankful that you called that guy out yesterday from Smithville, saying, well, I'll just, you know, I'd rather call a firefighter. Okay, come on. Really? You know, I mean, the odds of something happening, especially, you know, the suburban white guy that has never had a care in the world and doesn't have to know about the struggles that, you know, African Americans do. That just, saying stuff like that just sets everybody backwards. Everybody, you know. For the record,
Shane, some people got really mad at me for saying that, by the way.
Oh, no, I was championing you when you said that, because I'm like, look, it's the people who are the most far or extreme that are the loudest most of the time. Mm. The truth is always somewhere in the middle. You know, that there is a problem, and my wife was trying to ask me, well, why is this this way? Why can't they do this? And I said, well, if I go to strike somebody with my PR-24, as the trainer was on the other day, eventually, you know, once you get hit, your next reaction is to put your hands up.
Okay, real quick. Hey, we got to get to the break. What the hell is a PR-24?
I'm sorry, your nightstick. Side handle gun.
All right. Hey, we speak the Queen's English here. We don't speak the cop
there
English.
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
Guys, I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Thank you for taking my call.
Be
like
well,
I said, I love your show, and I appreciate you doing it for me.
Be well. Thank you for letting us do it. We got Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra, 576-7798.
You can't touch this. Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me with a mind to run and too high. It feels good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the Oak Town, and I'm known as such. And this is
here I am.
I told you, homeboy,
can't touch this. Go to KansasCityMag.com. I don't care if you guys vote for us. You know, we'd be flattered. But they're doing their best of Kansas City right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just voted for the Johnny Dare show. No, wait, no. We're up against somebody from a station outside of the building.
We've made it to the final round, Scott. This is like the showcase showdown.
I'm super excited. I'm super proud. But then, as soon as I voted for for Dana and Parks, up popped Best Local TV Anchor.
Uh-huh.
Here are my choices. Mark mm-hmm. Alford, mm-hmm. good friend of the show. Dia Wall, is she on Channel 5?
Yeah, Dia, is she over at 41.
41, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Abby Eden, we all know her.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chris Ketz, Chris Ketz.
Yeah, they misspelled my husband's name.
I don't know who this imposter is, but he is not Kansas City's anchor man.
But go ahead and vote for that one just in case, because I think it's the same one.
Who do I vote for?
Well, keep going, because there's another category.
I know, but I have to vote for somebody to go to the next category.
You have to vote for Christopher with a C.
Christopher with a C, Ketz. Best local TV news station.
Uh-huh.
Mm. For me, it's between Fox 4 and Channel 9.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Got my vote in there.
Still missing one.
Best local TV personality. Ooh, he didn't make that one. That's Lezak, Kathy Quinn. Huh. Mark Alford, Brad Stevens, and Abby Eden. Huh, interesting. Uh-huh. Best local TV sports anchor. I like Mick Schaefer. He's a good friend of mine.
Still missing one.
What am I missing?
Sam, would you like to...
I believe the category that Dana is wanting Scott to read the options of include an exclusively.
What's the title of the category?
Best radio personality.
Best radio personality. Okay, where am I? Where am I?
Not on the list.
Who am I up against?
Not on the list.
What?
Uh-huh. Dana Wright made the list. However, the man himself, Scott Parks, is not present anywhere on the list. I looked far and wide. He's not there.
I'm not there?
No.
Anywhere?
Negative.
Best radio personality.
Who's on the list?
Well, here's the deal. I'm listed right next to Johnny.
I'm going with Johnny. Yep, I'm mad. This is interesting.
I believe I am humbled to say that I did very well in this category last year and tried to sign a copy. I tried to sign a copy for Newer Boss.
Bob
and put
Fesco?
It under...
Are you high? Jen Johnson? I'm not saying they're bad. They're all very talented people, but come on, man. That just hurts my feelings.
Oh, man.
Dana, you got my vote.
Well, thank you. That means...
I'm giving you my vote.
More than you know.
I voted for Johnny Dare.
I told Johnny I'd vote for him if I could feel his pecs one more time.
That was sexual assault, and I witnessed it.
He didn't text me back.
Really? Shocker. I voted for you, Dana Wright. I don't know that I believe what I voted for, but I did vote for you, and it hurts my feelings that I'm not even under consideration.
Yep.
Bob
Kansas
Fesco?
KansasCityMag.com, and you could be in there under another category. I just haven't looked.
I am under Best Radio Show.
Well, you
that's were under consideration to not be on the list. And you succeeded on that one, so.
So
I win!
Win.
I win!
Oh, bless your heart.
Dana, a lot of people writing in. What's the site we go to vote on again?
It's KansasCityMag.com.
KansasCityMag.com.
Yeah, then you got to just click on Best of KC.
Go over to
it's cool. Yeah, there's hundreds of categories. Like, you can do best... You know,
oh, they do like best hairstylist
person,
best, and yeah,
best
park.
Restaurant,
yeah,
all of it.
The best park is Scott Parks.
Oh, Scott, I found your name.
Under best park, it just says Scott.
Best no, face for radio.
You're lying.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, okay. Best of Us Friday is next. Get in early at 576-7798. 576-7798. It is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Your grievances are next here on Dana and Parks, or just Dana's show.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.